This is Eric from Metagamers Anonymous. Thank you for checking out the second episode in our online Savage World Zombie Apocalypse game, affectionately entitled Project Z. This is, of course, an actual play episode, not a regular episode of the program. If you have yet to check out the first episode in this series, I strongly recommend that you do so before proceeding. I will include a link in the show notes for this particular episode, and I think you will find both episodes very enjoyable. We have a really good time, and I think it's a lot of fun to listen to. Be sure to let us know what you think of our actual play programming, and if you'd like to hear more of it, you can reach us at feedback@prismatictsunami.com or comment in our forums at prismatictsunami.com/forums. Much like the first episode, this program clocks in at just a little over an hour and a half. Without further ado, here's session two of Project Z. The following program may contain content not suitable for all audiences.
No, we just need the thumpet bass.
Yeah.
All right, Nicholas, that works.
It's okay. We need just like the background guy who just changes it to fit the situation, like on the Colbert Show.
Jeez. Okay, let's get a couple of basic items up here.
I didn't know you were a fan of Chameleonaire or Chameleonaire or what his name was, Eric. It's in their helmet, dude.
Yeah, right.
I think we're all a fan of Weird Al Yankovic. I'm just putting that out there.
White nerdy.
It's a good guess, at least. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it kind of fits this panel. Wait, nerdy.
I'm in the ROTC program. Don't group me up with you all.
Oh, denied.
When you're at home playing games.
So you don't admit to your friends that you play games, do you?
You're a closet gamer, aren't you? You're a closet gamer.
No, I'm not a closet gamer. It's just I have no friends to tell. So, Nah, I'm just joshing you. They all know. They love me anyways. Well, except for David, but David's an asshole, so he doesn't care.
So fuck him. He doesn't matter. Yeah.
Fuck David. Fuck that guy.
Shit.
Now you can go, man, all these guys hate you. I don't know why. They're just fucking telling you to go fuck yourself. That's not, I don't know.
It has something to do with being the governor.
I assumed it was because I was a politician, but...
That could be it.
Yeah. Is it the wrong time to tell you that my person really hates politicians?
No. No, I think this is a great time to bring that up personally.
I think it's a great time to remind you that there's not a person in the world who doesn't hate politicians.
Yeah, go ahead and make some.
At least a little bit.
I'm talking the magnitude of the hatred.
No. Well, don't worry. I'm sure he will never find out my character's the governor. I know. Don't worry. No one. He has not told anyone he's the governor. This is a secret. He's not about to reveal it.
I'm pretty sure he told everyone that you're the governor.
Damn it!
Calm down. I'm the governor.
Hey, how do we do the roll dice on here?
It's cool. It's cool, everyone.
/ D then space D plus the number of die that you want to roll with the exclamation point to make it explode.
And what to make it
Mortiston, USA, all dead. Yeah. Wait, no. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are at least 5 people living in it.
We'll fix that. Give me a minute. Yeah. Okay.
I'm amazing.
Sorry, I'm not sure. I almost said 4 because I wasn't sure if the criminal counted, since essentially his heart is dead.
Right. Is dead. Did everybody get the map I sent out?
Yeah, but I can't open it up. My computer will crash if I do that.
That would be bad.
Yes. That's what I get for rolling.
How do I make it so that my computer shows what's currently on the screen? Because I can just open up a page of it and everyone can look at it. With your prying eyes.
Yay!
How do I do that? Screen share?
If you could just put it up on the
There you are. Board. Look at it. Look at it. Look at its beautifulness.
It's so small I can't see it. Damn it, how do I make it bigger?
Do you still see it even though I went out of the window?
Yeah, I can.
No, yeah, okay, that's good. Still showing.
Okay, that's good.
Oh god, I keep on seeing Eric's face.
I'll shut up then.
And there you are again.
No, damn you!
I can see how that do it. That's cool. No, hey, I can bring this up on the tabletop, right?
What's that?
The map, right? On the roll tabletop forge.
I'm actually working on it right now.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, do I get to pick where my apartment is?
I think it's just down the block.
It is
like
south of the blast zone, a mile or two.
Okay.
Somewhere in that region. Other than that, yes, you can. And the school, by the way, is labeled on the map. I think I labeled it Gaten Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that you put the damn hospital.
Hey guys, is it just me, or does anyone think we should check out where the bomb exploded? Just head straight into the nuclear disaster.
Yeah, sure, go ahead and go that way while I go home.
I love you guys. You made my job so easy.
So, would it work for my apartment just being on the other side of the lake?
There
That's
we
like
go.
Just like southeast of the...
That works. I can see it.
Want me to make it bigger?
If you could.
I'll do a bigger one.
I was hoping we could zoom in. Sadness.
That's kind of screwy. It's just a matter of getting used to the way all this works. I feel
I can make it bigger.
You were able to do it like with the image right there on the screen.
Yeah.
You can make it bigger.
Yeah, there's a thing at the corner of it allows you to make it bigger. Like cool. I'm doing it with Mortis in USA right now, and I'm vaguely certain I saw on the map.
Oh yeah, I see it. Yeah, it's moving. I'm gonna put another one up there and change the aspect size a little bit. Is that better?
That looks good.
Still sort of squished
it a bit.
So
are we just northeast of the firestorm or northwest of the firestorm?
Other direction. See where it says Big Mama's Motel and Cafe?
Oh, that's where we're at. Okay.
Yeah. So if you kind of look at the map here in, I forgot I can do this, can't I? I can draw.
I love how I made my own place. I individually made a landmark.
If you kind of look around, this area is kind of the area where the cars stopped working. That you guys were in.
Okay.
So that's pretty much the territory where most everybody was that's in this particular scenario. At the end of the last session, you were dealing with incoming...
Survivors,
yeah, good word. Wounded, I was going to say. Which mostly, anybody that was kind of in the area this direction, you know, was kind of dealing with a greater amount of the damaging firestorm elements than you guys were.
We only had one guy on fire. They had like five or...
Well, so as people kind of limp up the hill and over the hill, over the next, like, say, 20 minutes or so, the population of the cafe started to double. Okay. Many of them wounded, some of them severely, few of them critically, you know.
What has the doctor been doing?
Well, that obviously means the doctor has been fairly busy.
By the way, I said the people find medical supplies from around the hotel. What have they found so far?
There wasn't a lot to be found. The Mode Cafe itself had a first aid kit in the kitchen. Yeah. And then one of the people in the hotel upstairs had some pharmaceuticals, you know. And then there was somebody else that had kind of a miniature first aid kit that they were able to kind of pull from. Other than that, it's just odds and ends. Of course, if you needed like bandaging and stuff, they can pull linens from bed sheets.
Okay. I was waiting for the guy that had just straight up had some meth or something.
Okay. Nothing anybody's admitted to yet.
Yeah.
Then I grab a syringe. Yeah. You see what I did there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There just so happens to be no syringe.
No!
See what I did there? So, I mean, they've been able to kind of at least put to cobble together enough basic supplies to get started, but Nick, you're definitely going to start to run short pretty fast, and your personal stash of medicine is...
gone.
Pretty much gone by now. Okay. Which, you know, I mean, there's obviously people in need, so that's not real.
Is there any way that I could send somebody down to Foster's Pharmacy? I know that'd be a run, but it'd take them about 30 minutes to 40 minutes to...
Let me look at a map with better scale.
Okay.
You're getting to the point where you can't do much good. You got yourself a couple of kind of makeshift nurses. One of the girls who works in the cafe is a student.
Yeah.
Who is studying nursing. And there's another girl that grew up on the reservation out west of town and has worked with, like, horses and, you know, veterinary stuff. And between the two of them, they've been able to offer you some small amount of assistance, but you're quickly getting to the point where not only do you not have enough supplies to kind of persist at this rate, especially if people keep coming in, although it started to trickle down, you've probably got about 60 people in here now. Although, one thing you mentioned before, Governor, which I guess I could call you Aldo, but everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say Governor, is that you were sending people to look around the hotel. Someone suggests to you that you could send people to start checking in other buildings nearby or see if they could find... Because some people have gone and looked for survivors.
I send 5 people to any electronic shop nearby to see if they can find something that's still working, like a backup generator.
Right. It looks like the pharmacy is about...
2 miles away?
It's a better part 2 miles away. Okay. No saying what kind of debris you'd be dealing with in that as well.
Yeah, it'd take too long.
But you also know that, Nick, that you're going to start getting the shakes soon.
Yeah.
You know, especially since the immediacy of the situation is starting to die, as there's not as much you can keep yourself occupied with. So, something to consider. The hospital is probably closer, but it's...
Yeah, it's at the edge of the blast zone, though, right?
Right. And the graphic I gave you actually is current to about the point I'm talking about right now. Let's see, the blast actually occurred at 12:03 p.m. It's probably about 10 till 1 at this point. Marshall, what have you been doing during this time? Anything in particular you want to make sure and cover? A lot of people have stopped and talked to you because you're the only person that's even, you know, any kind of law enforcement personnel on the premises. But mostly they're just looking for some kind of comfort, you know.
Sorry, I was reading on how to fix my microphone.
Wow. We got a game going on here, Brian.
Won't do any good if you think I'm screaming at you the entire time.
Let's think you're in character. He has a speech impediment where he yells everything he says.
Because that won't change. That won't be much different than where we were, right?
How long has it been?
Since you first kind of came into the motel, to the cafe, it's probably been about half an hour.
And we used to have the little circle that says growing firestorm. Does that mean it's growing toward death?
Well, kind of the oval you see there gives you kind of an idea of the dynamic that it's growing in. So it's moving mostly eastward, but it is expanding. You don't know, obviously, what that will entail in the long run. If you're kind of outside looking at it, no real answers there.
And the blast zone is the bigger circle, correct?
No, the blast zone has a little arrow pointing to the little circle. The blast zone means the area that looks pretty much from here like it was flattened completely. So you can expect that there was quite a bit of damage around that a ways.
Mm-hmm. You've got firestorm. I mean, is fire falling from the sky, or is it just like a massive wave of fire that's headed this way?
Somewhere in the middle of that mess is what looks like what I described before and looks like it's kind of maintained or reappeared again and again, like fiery tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
Where the air has gotten caught into a vortex and it's picked up flame and spread it. And that's probably what was throwing the fireballs and such. A lot of that seems to have diminished in intensity, but there's continued inferno that's spreading across the city in those areas. And then the clouds above have gotten red and roiling, and there's still what looks like from here, you can still what looks like leaping flame and being thrown, like the air's still picking it up and throwing it around. There's a mild attempt about maybe 10 minutes ago for the weather to try and intervene a little bit, and you got hit with a smattering of rain.
That's weird.
It's not really doing much obvious to
stop it.
Yeah, but at this point, you don't know exactly what to expect, of course. If you kind of keep half an eye on it, you'll be able to tell well before the actual fire line gets stupidly close, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to spend my time watching it and see if, because it looks like it's growing, and I'm curious to know how quickly it's spreading and how quickly it's growing, because from here it looks like we can see it, so...
There's very strong winds as well coming out of the west. Chaos, chaos, chaos. Okay. Anybody else? Anything that you want to make sure and cover that you've been taken care of during that time? Or
I want to go and talk with the citizens, get basically a general layout of the most important place in this town and where we can find some more medical supplies, simply because that we are running so dangerously low on them.
We're screwed, bub.
Yeah.
Well, part of the immediate problem you're running into is that you have a large number of injured. And even if they have been successfully treated, at least for now, they are not necessarily overly ambulatory. They're not going to go very far very fast. There is a certain dearth of people that are able-bodied enough to range out very far and are willing to abandon people that are injured that are back at the location.
Well, I think that what my character is going is basically he's going to try and set up a search party so that they can head down to the pharmacy, which I'm guessing that I've learned about by now, right?
I don't know if anybody's brought it up. The only person who's asked me about it was Mike, who's playing the doctor.
Well, I asked earlier about if there was any individual places that might be able to give us medical supplies.
Right, and the question or the option that was presented at the time was that the hospital wasn't that far away.
I know my character would want to grab some stuff from his apartment, which would be on the way to Mercy Hospital.
No, the hospital. Well, the
it would be a slight detour to the hospital or the pharmacy, but it's
you
got to
remember though that since you're on foot, a slight detour is still pretty significant.
True.
My character is going to try and call the room to silence and say, "Does anybody? I want to set up a party to head off to Mercy Hospital and collect medical supplies. Does anybody wish to come along, or does anybody wish to volunteer to join in?"
I'll stand up, whoever I'm at, and I'll be, "Hey, hold on for a second. That is not a good idea. You saw how the fire was going. You don't want to go that way. There's a Foster's Pharmacy down the way. It's about 2 miles from here."
Do you think the pharmacy would have the types of supplies we need?
They would have a good portion.
Well, we'll need to take you if we go, since no one else would be able to tell what we need.
That's a good point.
Can anybody else join us?
But I need to, on the way back, I need to make a stop at my apartment, say.
You said Nathan's apartment is on the other side of Spring Lake?
Yeah, just like the southeast side of...
Well,
or southwest side
might
of
suggest.
Spring Lake.
Why you should? We don't need to head over to your apartment. I mean, why you don't need to come with us? You should just stay here with everyone else.
I'm no useful sitting around here doing nothing. I don't have any skills with medicine, so I can't.
You have a map. You have a map.
Exactly. So I'm gonna help you get to Foster's Pharmacy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You need to bring that up. My character has reason. Thank you.
Gotcha.
So is the governor thinking about going himself?
If we encounter anyone who's, say, panicked, then I'll probably need to be there to help calm people down. So I vote to go simply because I want to be part of the helping squad.
Because you have a hero complex, right?
Yes.
The helping squad.
Sheriff, we got this here governor getting ready to go, put his life in jeopardy.
Sorry, what?
God, I close the window with the microphone.
Must be
like
really pissing you off,
class,
Ryan.
Dude.
It is.
Sorry, we really can't tell the difference from this end.
Yeah, I don't really notice a big difference.
Of course, I mean, you have been kind of quiet. But... And for those of you who don't know Brian, this is his thing. he fixates on a technical problem until he...
Fixes it.
I understand the feeling.
No matter what's happening, I put my arms around Jeeves' back and I point forward and I say, "Jeeves, onward to our destiny!"
Right away, sir. Of course, sir.
Yo, did you give him some fucking drugs? Because this guy's acting like a fucking lunatic.
Actually, what he's going through now, guys, is shock.
The
he
governor?
Doesn't know what the hell's going on.
I'm trying to speak in your best interest, Governor. Lay off the semantics.
What he's saying is you're coming across as a mega cheese dick. Knock it off.
No, hold up a second.
That's kind of what I was saying, just in less words.
That's Eric, Governor mega cheese dick.
Actually, more words, but yeah.
Excuse me.
Meaning,
so the governor is going on
yes,
a supply route.
Yes,
right?
Doctor. Yes.
Come here for a minute.
I walk towards him. Yes?
How tall is your character?
About 6'1", I believe.
Okay, bend down here for a sec.
I've been down. Yeah.
I'm going to open up his eyes. Here, I'm just doing a check real quick. Nope, he's not on drugs.
Told you.
You know when you check somebody's eye like that?
That's your drug check.
Oh, great. So he's just naturally crazy.
I'm not naturally crazy. I'm naturally heroic. There's a difference.
There's a fine line.
My personal opinion, this is just me, but I think you might be better served where you can do crowd control. There's how many people in here? 60? You want to go skipping down the road? What happens if a rock falls on your head? If, God forbid, somebody grabs a hold of your throat really tight and squeezes, and your eyes start to bulge and you're gasping for air. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I have to agree with him. As much as I don't like you, you got a handle on all these people, so you're better serving us here.
Plus the kid, shit, he's cannon fodder. If he gets greased, no big deal. Lots of luck, kid.
Thanks. How many survivors are there, Eric?
Anyone can carry a map,
60.
We're looking at it, the cafe's probably got upwards, including the people that were in the hotel that have come down, some of whom have started to go back upstairs to make room. There's probably about 60 people in the building.
And how many of them are injured?
About half of them.
How badly?
Okay. It ranges, and actually that doesn't include people that have relatively superficial injuries, cuts and scrapes and bruises that need to be treated but are not an emergency right now.
How many emergency-looking people are there?
Maybe 5, maybe 6, including the burn victim, who's largely been taken care of by now and probably wouldn't be able to do much for him with anything you find anyway, but except for pain meds.
So there's 4 people then, basically, that are seriously hurt, right?
They're being attended to by the nurses, right?
Right. But like I said, there are a lot of others who have significant enough injuries to be of concern if they're not better treated than he can deal with right now.
The two nurses, I'm going to just look at them. Can you guys handle this mess for an hour till we can get back or two?
Wait a minute. Hey, and which one's the nurse?
I'll point to him.
She kind of...
Come here.
She looks at him.
I'm cuffed to a cop. It's not like I can do shit to you.
She looks at
the cop.
Well, not a lot. She looks at the cop for some kind of reassurance.
What do you want, Decker?
I just want to ask her a question.
Well, then ask the lady the question.
She draws nearer.
If Squirrel Nuts over here gives you a list of all the shit that you need, you can get it, right?
She won't know.
She kind of looks around at the room.
Yo, stupid.
I don't. She looks at the doctor.
I have to go.
Look, chump. If you go out there and get greased, we're without a doctor, right? If she goes out there and gets greased, we're just without a nurse. You ain't going anywhere.
She looks at you sharply.
All right.
The governor.
Is the nurse wearing a red shirt?
Not yet, but she'll change into it real quick.
I'm Brian. What's your character? Have you noted what your character's? You need to shut up, prison boy. You, Barney Fife, who's actually taking care of him. You're going to get him out of here because he's going to cause a scene. I'm going with you. We're going to take this governor and the little chump here, and we're going to get out of here.
Dude, what kind of doctor are you?
One who's been through shit.
I have never met anyone in real life that ever spoke to law enforcement like that, ever.
I raise my hand.
That weren't already in, shackles.
In response to how people have viewed me leaving, I've decided to repent. And I believe that we do need an authoritative figure here. That is why, while leaving, I leave Jeeves in charge of you all.
What?
Then I place a hand on his shoulder, draw him close, and I say, Jeeves, I have been with you for a few weeks now. I have seen what you can do. And I truly believe that you are ready for this task.
Sir, apparently Jeeves is running for governor.
Sir, respectfully, sir, I'm going to remain at your side.
I understand what you mean. Okay, Mods in charge. Bye-bye, everyone. Then we all start, then I start walking.
I'm what? Where do you think you're going, honky? She covers her mouth like she can't believe what she just said.
I just start walking towards the door. Quickly, I'm outside of the door before anyone can say otherwise.
Odd.
I don't think he's going to get the re-elect.
No, he won't.
So are we just going to let him go out there and get himself killed? Or
we'll let him take him out. We'll let him go half a block.
Yeah, you can leave me here. Go ahead. Go with the governor. Everything's all right. It's fine. Just go ahead. Just cuff me to a bench or something. I'll be all right.
I was thinking of cuffing you to the governor.
Oh, yeah. That would be lots of fun.
Oh,
that's
I
a good idea. I like this kid.
That's humor right there.
What do you say, Pat?
Because basically what my character sees, he's already set everyone who's able-bodied off to do their own little thing.
Except for this little cluster, right?
Yeah, so why should he even be there? He's not really needed, and Mod can do just as well of a job as making sure people know what they're going as he can. Because she actually knows the town, so.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
You're leaving? He's leaving.
Oh, God.
This kind of sucks.
This always happens.
The sheriff, he passed out.
The marshal took one step and...
Let me see. Handcuffs you in the pocket here. All right, now time to start killing people.
Brian, you shouldn't have left. Boy, did you change the game.
Because in fact, Decker just sitting in the middle of the fucking thing, covered in blood. He's like, yeah. Whatever.
Well, what we do is we go ahead. What we do is while he's gone, all of us go ahead and sign out and leave, except for Justin.
He got the GM.
Where'd the game master go? I killed everybody.
And I mean everybody.
Oh, well, at least we kind of got rolling fast.
What does everyone do when the governor runs through the door out towards the pharmacy?
See you later, Bunky.
Well, I don't imagine he'll get too far before the group makes some kind of decision, but we probably need to get Brian's head in the damn game since he's playing an authority figure. Nathan, probably the only person there that you know at all, although you didn't realize it until their little conversation happened. What are you doing? Somebody's writing.
Red rum. Well, you can go inside things.
Is the nurse, and you happen to recognize her from school, and she's really pretty, and she stopped and talked to you once. She seemed nice, and now she's practically crying in the corner after the little encounter with the big, dark, and ugly over there.
Yeah, I'll go over and put my hand on her shoulder. Maybe just for the hell of it.
Actually, I hadn't gotten the chance to ask you anything about, because I've got a pretty good idea how a marshal's going to react to situations because he's a U.S. Marshal. I think we have a pretty good idea how exactly Deckard is going to react to situations because he's an asshole. The doc is obviously completely off his meds, which is the problem. And the governor is being the governor. But I never got really a chance to ask anything about Nathan's motivations here.
Well, aside from me not knowing, I don't think he really knows right now.
I figured you probably were going to play it by ear.
Yeah.
Well, the apartment seemed like kind of, when you first brought it up, the apartment seemed like kind of a safety net. You know, I have my shit there.
Yeah, it's just his kind of, his little lifeline that he has left from all of the stuff at home.
Under the circumstance, the nurse is more than willing to turn and cry into anybody's shirt.
Really?
So, well, the doctor's busy.
Really?
Maybe Maud is having a little bit of a fun time.
Nathan beat Maud to it, apparently.
Oh, damn it, Nathan.
She just needs a second to pull herself together, and she thanks you.
There you are, Brian.
Cheerfully. Brian has returned.
All right, yay, I can play. What are we doing?
The sheriff, he's awake again.
Can you turn it up any further, or is that good for you, Brian?
I can, hold on.
Essentially, the governor just walked out, left Maud in charge, and if the group's coming, then the group's coming or not.
We're kind of just going real slow at it.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can lose the governor.
Obviously, Jeeves hesitates for about two steps and follows the governor out.
So how far do you think he's going to go before he stops?
Is that better, Eric?
Yeah, I can hear you a little better.
It's true. How far are you willing to bet that the
my only concern is to make sure you're not overwhelmed by other people's mics, because some people are louder than others on here.
Okay, well, how's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time you do it, it gets better.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is that better?
You're nowhere near overpowering, if that's what you were asking.
Yeah, I had to go edit the registry.
Oh, no.
Put on your cowboy hat. I want you to slip on your Tommy Lee Jones skin. And I want you to be the marshal right now.
Be the marshal.
Be the marshal.
No, 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 no.
Let me put it to you this way, Brian. Someone, the doctor just called you Barney Fife, prisoner boy, and...
Yeah, he caught all that, Mike.
That was not my character asking you what kind of doctor you were. That was me asking you what kind of doctor you were. Decker and I are still inside the cafe, right?
Yep, along with everybody else, except for the governor.
The governor and his man walked out.
And I've just been rather quiet the entire time, taking everything in.
Apparently you had head trauma that we didn't know about.
Jeez,
Mr. He's having a hard time adjusting after all. This morning was supposed to just be a routine stop for some food and water, and now World War III has broken out downtown. It's a little much to take in.
His blood sugar's a little low.
And his good friend that he was going to meet was, correct me if I'm wrong, but he was right down there in that last area, wasn't he?
Yeah, he got vaporized.
That would be your assumption, I think. The last thing...
What's his face?
Last conversation.
Tom Anderson.
The last conversation you had with him, you said, see you in a few minutes, because he said it was a bad time, they were real busy.
Bad time.
There's some shit going on. And you said, see you in a few minutes, and he just kind of, and hung up.
So we're staying here, right? We're not following that fucking moron down the street, are we?
Are there any other authority figures in the cafe?
Not unless you count Maud.
Which I sure as hell did.
It's been 30 minutes and there's been no helicopters, no emergency response, no nothing.
No nothing.
That's because an EMP would knock them out of the sky.
And they'd be going more towards the blast radius than they would...
Looking out the window at the big red sky makes you wonder what the rest of the world looks like right now.
Although you do pass a couple of guys from the Radio Shack team.
Yeah.
Coming back with a couple boxes of shit.
I pat them on the shoulder. I ask, hey, what'd you find that was working?
Not sure how much of this works, sir, but we did find a CB radio.
Ah, sweet. Hook that up. Get some of those injured people on some good tunes. Maybe they'll start feeling a little bit better.
I'm glad he gives
you a funny look and keeps on walking.
There were no other blasts anywhere else, right? Just the one?
There were some other tremors that might have been explosions before the fire started flying, but you don't know what exactly that was all about.
Right, but it's all kind of focused in that area where the blast went off and the flash was and all of that, correct?
Everything you witnessed, yes. I am an expert at giving ambiguous answers. I've been running games for many, many years.
Trust you make yourself... what was it?
So how does the governor not know what a CB radio is? Apparently head trauma. It's going around.
Decker, I don't think this is... I think this may just be a local situation.
Yeah, I bet your wife hopes so.
However, it looks to me like it's very possibly a terrorist attack.
What kind of...
Well, okay, just out of character. What else do you think? I mean, I know we're all playing in a zombie game, but you as a real person in the real world, the first time you see a blast, do you think the zombie virus hit or a terrorist have blown something up?
It makes sense. But shouldn't Homeland Security be on the way? Some bullshit like that?
Unless they attacked on multiple places.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I suppose we'd better go after them.
Are you fucking kidding me? You really think you think I'm going out there? Fuck that Nimrod. He can die. I don't give a shit.
And that's the difference between you and me, Decker.
So cuff me to something. Leave my ass here. I ain't fucking going out there.
As much as I would love to do that, you are with me until I turn you in. So you are coming with me.
Dude. Oh, my God. You fucking cocksucker. That's all I gotta say. Oh, you fucking piece of shit. You're gonna drag me after this asshole.
Look at it this way. The sooner we get down there, the sooner we see what's going on, the sooner we can get a hold of somebody, the sooner you and I can get out of this shithole town, and you can be put in custody and have a nice, hot, warm cell waiting for you.
And this is supposed to entice me. Have you ever tried to drag a 230-pound man by one fucking wrist?
Come on, let's go.
Oh, Jesus tits. Can I at least get a burger first?
God, I wish I could eat it.
Eat the rhubarb pie.
Here's the pie.
All right, well, the faster we get after this fucking retard, the faster we get back here and I can get a burger.
That's Mr. fucking retard to you.
But wait a minute. We should take the kid. He's got some shit that could be useful.
Who's he talking about?
small kid, the guy, the college student with the map.
The map.
Oh. Officially, he is known as the map to us.
The guy who was hitting on one of my nurses.
Map boy.
Mappy.
Hey, map kid.
It's Mappy.
He's not here right now. I don't think
actually,
I
it sounds like he's coming back.
Well, now is the best time to take him, so when he gets back, we can be like, hey, craziest thing happened. Aliens landed. They explained the entire zombie thing. And we're all their slaves, and we use Fritos as currency.
Oh. Hang on, I think I've got Fritos.
Oh.
God knows that I would be the most wealthy man in the world.
And when he says, what the hell's going on with the game? Be like, no, that happened in real life. Were you not watching the news?
Damn it, Fritos, I sunk all my money into corn nuts. I bet wrong.
Dude, corn nuts are so gross.
Dude, corn nuts are Fritos with a different shape. Come on.
No, corn nuts are harder.
Okay. So who's following after me? The sheriff and
the marshal and the prisoner.
And hopefully, maybe
presumably the guy with the map.
The college kid. Yeah. Mappy.
I'm guessing doctor's also following?
Yes, the doctor will be following.
I need somebody to eat the Fritos.
Oh, God!
We're screwed! We're gonna die of hunger!
There goes your life savings.
I have candy corn.
F your candy corn in the face.
All candy corn was actually, you know, produced in 1968. They haven't done any since then.
Thanks.
It's in a big warehouse somewhere in Nevada.
That's a true fake fact.
Hey, Mappy, you coming with us?
Mappy? Are you going to take that shit?
Decker,
just to
I'm
set
sure
the stage,
Decker,
I do weigh 230 pounds, and I am 6'3".
Okay, yeah,
that's
probably.
It's not fat.
Yes, actually, I will be.
And I was meaning to mention, you know, we probably need medical supplies, but water.
That's what we're going
and
after.
Food. No. I was just saying, water and food. You can die in 3 days without water.
See,
we have a whole lake.
It's got a point.
Whole lake. Just.
Who knows if it's contaminated or not?
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I mean, you could actually look out towards the lake, and all the ash rain and stuff probably makes you feel a little like it might not be immediately potable.
Is there a grocery store on the way?
That's
yes,
why
there
I was
will be
asking.
One nearby.
Is the pharmacy part of the? Is it like connected to a grocery store or?
No, but there's one.
The hospital.
There is one up the street from it. Little grocer.
We're going to the hospital.
The hospital's like in the like in the path of the firestorm, dude.
Oh. Yeah. So where?
Who
we
here wants to visit the zoo?
Foster's Pharmacy,
it's like right there.
Who wants to visit what?
The zoo. It's right there.
The zoo sounds like all sorts of fun.
Well, we better shake a fucking leg, catch that guy before he gets himself killed.
How can you not like the zoo?
Bad
so we
child.
All go running after the governor.
Okay.
I swear, politicians don't have anything in between their heads.
Dude, first chance I get, I'm pushing them off something tall.
So,
you more than likely fly.
I'll pay for that one.
So they catch up with you.
Okay.
I assume that everybody's going.
I just casually look backwards in a very hero-esque manner. I just give him a single thumbs up silently, then turn back forward.
How many other people flip him off?
So,
How did that man get elected?
Hi, sir. How you doing? Rock on, man.
We're in Colorado, the only state that legalized marijuana. Explains a lot.
Could I borrow that firearm, sir?
Makes a good
case. I don't want to kill him. I just want to shoot him in the calf.
So, what's the chance, Sheriff, that you'll let me get a little alone time with our governor?
Increasing by the moment.
By the amount of chance that you'll realize that he's currently carrying a switchblade with him.
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
It sucks to get stabbed with your own knife. When I take it the fuck away from you.
You guys, y'all are walking.
Oh, shit.
How slow are we walking because convict boy has his legs bound?
No, I took the shackles off his feet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his legs are freed up. You're going to be moving down the main street for there for a little bit before you turn kind of southerly. I think you're going to probably find it a little slow going at first because of the debris. And once or twice having to turn back because roads were choked up too bad with... debris.
Do we head to the Matt Boy's apartment first, or...
No, that's on the way back.
By now, the streets out this direction have largely been deserted.
Are there people cowering in their houses or anything?
Well, since this is still kind of the middle of town and Main Street area and stuff, there's not really much in the way of houses. There are probably, if you stop and like look in windows of businesses and stuff, you know, there's occasionally where you'll find people inside.
Just imagine the thoughts on their in their heads that they watch this motley crew of a guy in a suit, a prisoner next to a marshal, and a guy holding a big map in front of him.
So then the doctor who's snorting candy corn off the concrete.
The doctor is like all twitchy. Oh god.
Why am I always carrying the map out in front of me?
What, Brian?
Because it's just a hilarious image. What the fuck am I?
Because that's you to us now. Okay, so does anything happen on our way to the pharmacy?
Well, I guess the first question is to see if anybody has any particular... Is it a quiet walk? Anything particular they want to touch on?
I have danger
Other than general
sense,
bullshit.
I have danger sense and I have alertness. So.
These are both good things.
Yes. There Do I use there. Either one of them or?
You feel like you're constantly in danger whenever Decker gets with an arm's
length. Hey, Eric, are there any, where are the businesses we're seeing on the way there? Or is it just rural, is it just neighborhoods?
Mostly, it's kind of the kind of businesses you'll find in downtown in a Midwestern kind of city. You'll find,
convenience store nearest one, where is it?
Hardware store.
Right. Hardware store, clothing, furniture, shoe store, the newspaper office.
Actually, if it's like any real Midwestern city, there's a bunch of small town businesses that aren't making it and are slowly going out of business, and one Walmart.
One Walmart, yeah.
A super Walmart.
That fortunately was in the firestorm, so we're good to go. Talk about regentrification. This part of the city is going to go through a real upswing.
Unfortunately, the Walmart that we're starting to build was right in the middle where the bomb went off.
It's gone.
Yay. It's gone. Sorry.
It only depends if the firestorm got the heart of Walmart.
It's like a fucking Eye of Sauron just sitting up in the sky.
It's probably only about not even half a mile before you turn south off of Main Street and head on into the neighborhoods. So there you'll start seeing more in the terms of residential areas. At first, not... Let me see. This is the southeastern district, right, on your map.
I'm just making a note of where the fucking hardware store is. I'm thinking, hacksaw.
Bolt cutters.
No, hacksaw, dude. Flesh cuts easier than metal.
Are there any churches nearby?
Sorry.
I think he feels his demise coming, so you know he knows we're going to kill him eventually.
Are there any churches nearby? Because out of character, I just want to note the churches are where the zombies always end up going into with like a defiance of God. So I want to know to stay away from there.
There's definitely churches. And, of course, there's people. You can see people gathered up at the church steps, like hanging out by the doors, kind of watching.
Yeah. I guess we should make notes zombies of places never to go. Where's the mall?
No.
The church, it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet for zombies.
It really is.
As you the farther you go as you head away from town, the more you run into places where people are kind of hanging out outside of houses and stuff, talking with their neighbors, watching you. You're going to get people approaching you, asking what's going on.
The damnedest thing, you see that? There's just fire in the sky. It's crazy. You see that? You know, this means, Larry, what, screw the limit and as many as we want.
Okay, I just reassure them that everything is under control and that they should just wait into their houses. It doesn't seem as if there are any more bombs that are going off.
How many people say, who the fuck are you?
Well, I'm obviously leading the... I'm whistling as we go forward.
What is the governor's name?
Aldo.
Aldo, what's his last name?
Contor.
Governor Contor?
Yeah, German.
German.
Except he isn't from Germany.
I just have this image in my head of us walking along and him stopping every now and then. Hi, Governor Contor, maybe you voted for me. running for re-election.
Thanks,
I know it looks like things are bad, but don't worry. I want you to know, as you can see, your government at work right now.
Everything is under control.
I'm always looking out for the little guys, and that's why I was the first on the scene.
You ask me what we're doing, I tell you what we're doing. And you know what? I'm going to bring that to Washington.
We're bringing change. For you, for me. For
can't everyone. Remember hope and change.
So, yeah, I'm just casually reassuring people time to go back in their houses. It should all be safe. Just give it a bit of time.
Right. Yeah, ignore the nuclear fallout that's coming. No big deal. Radiation, you know, mutated, like two-headed babies.
Well,
no big deal.
Well, most of what we run into down here, everybody can see, of course, the firestorm to the north, northwest. So people know that there's some serious shit going on up that way. All the electronics died out here, too. So as you move south, you still don't see any cars moving. People aren't ranging probably very far from their homes or places of business or whatever they were, since they don't really have any transportation working right now. And by and large, most people assume that whatever that is will be fixed in it sometime soon.
Oh, shit.
They, you know, they don't know better.
I called the cable company, but it just doesn't work.
I couldn't get anybody on the phone, so I tried to call the phone company. And...
As for your other question... Nothing but the occasional strip mall that's not in very good, you know, not a lot of business there, and like a few fast food restaurants and such. If you want to stop and get something to eat, you probably can. People are going to expect you to pay, even though their credit card machines are down. But of course,
it may be the end of the world, but McDonald's, by God, they've got their crap together.
Now that it's been the better part of an hour, and they can't keep hold, you know, they can't keep the food warm that they've already made, and they can't make anything new. Not a lot of options as far as fresh food goes. So.
That's not going to stop my
I would eat cold fries. I don't know about anybody else here. Just put some ketchup on it. Like.
So about 45 minutes later, the governor's walking down the street eating cold french fries?
Yeah, essentially. We made a quick stop at McDonald's. Everyone grabbed something. I'm having cold french fries.
Yeah, my character didn't grab anything.
Good call.
Hey, do they have any medical kits if we go in there? They should have something small.
Sure, a little something, but... They also argue that if you're trying to take it, they also argue they may need it.
We never know what can happen when you eat McDonald's.
Well, I already know I'm poisoning myself with this.
No hot coffee.
Not a whole lot could happen.
Nothing you guys need to concern yourselves about.
Okay.
Looking at my note.
Let's see there. Okay. 40, 50,
see, where are the zombies going to first appear?
I'm expecting it to appear when we go back to our house.
Open up this other attachment, zombie. Oh, hold on. It's going to take my computer about 6 minutes to open this. Is it
Brian, that's
what are you opening? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Nothing
to concern yourself with. It's just it's a picture of like a cat on a computer. Don't worry.
You get to a point where you kind of turn down the side street that you're going to take towards the pharmacy. And at this point, you've been out here... in the wind and the occasional speckle of rain for about well over an hour, and you run into a barricade of sorts. There is a section of street ahead about a block up where it looks like somebody has taken a handful of vehicles and pushed them into a line of demarcation across the road.
Okay.
Fuck is this?
Are there
pretty sure it's what it,
does there any... appear to be anybody around the area?
Are they official cars or are they just like regular car, like
one's a beat up pickup. One looks like it might goddamn well be that burned up Volkswagen Bug. No.
that fucker rolled along.
Yeah, just kind of. There's a Volkswagen bus.
Do I see anybody nearby?
No, it's pretty quiet.
Okay.
I'm going to scan the rooftops.
Everybody make a notice check for me.
Okay. Is it a notice sound or just notice?
Just notice. Right now. Remember to put in the slash D and then the D whatever for your notice plus a D6 for a wild die. Put an exclamation point after each number.
Where can I check my notice? Because my notice just says plus 2 instead of D6 or anything next to it.
Oh, because you don't actually have any ranks in it? You don't have any dice in it?
Oh.
Which means that if you don't have dice in a skill, that a skill check is usually a D4 minus 2. Since you have a plus 2, it's going to be a D4 straight.
Well, goodness. Didn't realize that I did that. I thought I put something in everything, so okay.
Well, you can't put something in everything. There's not enough points for that.
I know, but I thought I put something into notice because I made myself alert.
Well, the alertness does make a difference. Obviously, it's hard to make any roll with a D4 minus 2.
Yeah.
The okay. Wild dice is
well, I rolled a one.
Yeah, wild die is always a d6.
Do this.
Mulligan. No.
Hey, now, when you do this, is it you add them together or
no.
you're taking the highest one?
You're taking the highest one.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's easy to tell. Everybody that beats a four usually is a success. If you beat your target number, which for most successes is a four, by four, they get what they call a raise. Every four that you beat your target number by is another raise. So in this case, Deckard rolled a nine. He gets one raise.
And what do raises do? Are those just like critical successes sort of thing?
Essentially, they're improvements on your regular success. They're statistical advantages in several cases.
I see.
Under the circumstances, those of you who beat the four, which looks like it's everybody except for Nathan.
No, I didn't. I thought I'd already had the four. I'm a dumb.
Oh, are you using regular dice?
Yeah, because the thing doesn't pop up for me, so I'm like...
Okay.
I rolled a one.
Oh.
Ouch.
I noticed nothing.
Did you roll two ones?
No.
You rolled your d6 with it?
No, I didn't roll a d6.
Yeah, you always roll the d6 as your wild die alongside it.
What happens if you roll two ones?
Two ones is very bad. It's the price you pay for...
I got a six on my wild die.
So roll it again and add it again. Okay. It explodes.
I get a five.
Well,
so
really noticed well.
Okay, so everybody that hit the four, so Doc and the Marshal, you both noticed that there are people in some of the houses nearby, yeah. like peeking through window shades or window curtains and stuff, kind of looking out. Deckard and Aldo, you both noticed that there's people moving up amongst the cars. They're trying to keep real low and unnoticed. Like there's somebody in the Volkswagen bus, maybe, and there's somebody behind one of the other cars, and you think you see one of them holding a gun.
I will, I'm gonna, like, jerk on the cuffs. We got problems.
I raise my hands in the air, and I want to make, like, a persuasion check. It's like, everyone, calm down. We come in peace.
Since there's no direct social interaction at this point, I'm not going to allow a persuasion check, per se. But the other reason for that is the fact that you are not in immediate contact with anybody. Like I said, the cars that you see these people behind are about a block away.
Oh, a block away. I thought they were just, like, coming towards us with a gun.
Oh, yeah, I thought they were, like... 20 feet away or so.
Yeah, it's like they're like
no,
right
you,
there.
You turn the corner because you could see a barricade, obviously, a long ways away. You know,
we got movement inside the cars and under the side, possibly. Strange.
I ask everyone, what do you think we should do about this?
Well, we're outnumbered, most likely outgunned. I think it would be. Why don't you go on up there, Governor?
excuse me. Is there another way around this?
My bet is that they probably got this whole area sealed off pretty good.
How long has it been since everything happened, Derek? Like 2 hours?
An hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah, a couple hours since the whole thing started, yeah. Obviously long enough for nutcases to...
Is that how long it only takes an hour and a half for the world to completely turn itself upside down?
Apparently.
It's just this town full of nuts, I'm not sure.
You figure you're probably less than a mile from the pharmacy at this point, Nick. You could probably... I mean, you could try other streets, obviously. You're not...
That's why. Can I see the map for a sec?
Sure.
Can I see maybe another route there?
I like this. You guys are standing at the end of the block. One guy folds out his map. You guys are looking at it.
Okay.
People down the block are calling.
Actually, while he's doing that, I'm gonna pull the map in front of me, and then I'm going to pull my gun out and kind of.
Hey, fucktard! Put that shit away. You want to get shot? Get me shot too? Put it away or I'll fucking take it away from you and beat you to fucking death with it.
Can I try and talk? I don't want to persuade, but just try and make sure, talk to the people around us, see if they can hear me and whatnot.
So, just tell me what you're doing. Are you basically kind of shouting to the neighborhood there, saying...
We're safe. They already know we're here.
Right.
So it's like, we might as well try and declare our intentions. We're safe. We're just trying to pass through so we can go to the pharmacy and...
Are you moving forward while you're doing this? Are you guys moving down
no.
the street?
No, no. I'm just sitting where I am.
I have a map in front of me.
My guy's stupid. He saw a gun. He just acts stupid.
But just about.
A guy comes out of a nearby house, kind of looks down the street towards the barricade. He's got a shotgun, but it's held over one shoulder.
Okay.
And he's got a cowboy hat. He kind of comes down the steps and kind of starts walking your direction a little bit.
If I walk towards him and raise my hand in greeting as if to shake his own, I'm already expecting what's going to happen, but I do anyway.
He looks at your hand, kind of looks at you. We don't want no trouble.
I don't want any trouble either. I'm just merely hoping my group and I can pass through. Why have you set up the barricades? What's going on here?
Haven't you been watching? Haven't you seen what's going on?
Of course I have, but there's no real danger that's currently come. The only explosive that's gone off seems to have gone off by now. I haven't detected any other danger through our search of the city as of yet.
Well, that doesn't mean there isn't any.
I suppose so.
And I reckon, the way you're traveling, you ain't exactly covered a whole lot of the town yet either. Whoever you are, you probably just ought to find another way to get wherever it is you're going.
That's can I persuade him into trusting me now, since he's, like, right there?
You can, but I require some role-playing.
Okay.
Anybody else going to pitch in any way?
I'm actually staying very, very quiet, because this is probably just giving us some hotter water.
Deckard being absolutely quiet is probably helping. No. That's worth a bonus right there. No.
Yeah.
Well, 5+2 contribution.
One thing he does not have is finesse.
He doesn't look at you as if he recognizes you or anything.
Okay, I'll start. My name is Aldomos Contor. We come from near the blast zone. We have some very critically injured, and we need to get them supplies immediately. If you could please let us through, it would just be very helpful to us. It would help save lives. Sorry, roll for that now.
Where are you trying to get supplies from?
We want to get supplies from the pharmacy. Foster's Pharmacy. Because Mercy Hospital was caught up in the blast, and we can't get anything from there, so...
He kind of glances back at the barricade, looks back at you. Go ahead and make the roll.
Okay.
Remember to add your bonus for your charisma
persuasion.
Score.
Persuasion. Okay, let's do this. 3+2, 5.
Remember to roll your wild die as well.
Oh, I roll a wild die. Okay. That, I got another 3, so that's another 5.
Right. So 5 is a success. He kind of chews on it for a second. You stay right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. I just smile back at him, lower my hand,
and he starts walking at a slow and steady pace up towards the barricade.
Is it your dad? Say that to Pat.
Shut up, Deckard.
I told you I would be useful.
How's he walking? Just nonchalantly or
bow-leggedly?
He's got a purpose. He's just not hurrying.
It's a ginger saunter.
Yeah, I don't want to kill him now.
You guys just kind of quietly watching and waiting.
A little bit.
Lighting up a cigarette.
Hey, Chief. If there's all kinds of crazy bastards around like this fuckhead, don't you think it might be a good idea to get me out of the orange jumpsuit now?
Before one of them gets an idea.
It kind of diminishes the whole trust factor.
I nod.
Have we seen any clothing stores?
Yeah, we did on the way
there's
here.
There's that one back by the diner.
Back towards Main Street.
Was there any nearby within the block area?
No, not to you. There's nothing really commercial at this point around you too close. There's somebody with a sign that says they're a psychic about half a block up behind you.
Well, they should have
then why are you still here?
a little local burger joint across the street that looks like they probably closed up and went somewhere else.
You could probably get some uniforms from the burger joint. You could be a fast food employee.
You could be a grease spot.
Both could happen. Let's see which one does.
He seems to be up there talking over the cars to whoever's back there.
Okay.
Not loudly enough for any of you to hear what's going on, of course.
Well, I got kicked in the ear by a horse, so I doubt that. Either way.
Oh, that's why you're asking about the hearing, because you got a penalty there?
Yeah.
After maybe about 25 seconds or so of exchange, he turns around and starts walking back your direction, same deliberate pace.
He's going to charge us to get by.
With what? Never mind.
What is it, Sherwood fucking Forest?
We take Visa.
No, it's something that warlords would use.
I keep a deliberate eye on him, with alertness, because I'm trying to check to see what his current demeanor is, whether he's like...
Anybody have a weapon visible?
Mine's behind the map.
No, I vaguely remember the prisoner threatening you.
What'd you say? Did anybody have a weapon?
Ask if anyone had a weapon visible.
Mm-mm. I imagine mine's probably at
Jeeves
my
has my gun in his pants.
Okay, yours is on...
Along with my badge.
The marshal's is on your... He's like, on your belt. He walks back up to you, looks over the group of you. He can't really see the doctor, of course, because he's got the map in the way.
Looking at him in the map.
We'll let two of you go through.
Doc and the kid.
I agree.
One of them's going to be that one. He points at the marshal.
I guess it's me and the marshal.
Oh,
hold up my cuffs.
Nah, we can keep him under guard.
Okay. It's going to have to be the marshal and the kid, then. What do you want us to do while they're going through?
It's got
to
be the doc. He's the one who knows what we need.
Yes, I agree. Okay. The doctor and marshal should be going through.
Wait, did you say you're going to the pharmacy?
Yes.
Follow me.
Oh, Jesus tits.
All of us, or does it seem like he's motioning?
That's all he says, and then he starts off to the left, back towards the house he came in.
I guess he beats all of them.
We follow him. Or I follow him, at least.
That way.
I will constantly put my gun.
We're losing you, Mike. You might adjust your microphone.
I'm putting my gun up in the front of my pants off to the side so I don't shoot my wiener off.
Good idea.
And, and I tuck my shirt over it.
Okay.
So it doesn't look invisible. But I can grab it if I have to.
You get up towards the end of the house, or he walks up into the house. You guys have the option of following if you prefer to go all the way into the house.
I'll let the governor go in first.
It might be dangerous. You go first.
Are you going in, Gov?
Does he seem to be slightly nervous or perturbed, or is he just kind of serenely walking?
Nope. He just seems no different than the first moment you saw him.
Well, I will follow him in, but I motion for Jeeves to wait outside the house.
Jeeves nods, steps to the side.
I walk in.
Who else is going in?
I will.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go in.
As I walk past Jeeves, I'm going to go, you know what, dude? You ever seen that, what's that movie, where they rape that guy? You know, out there in the woods, a bunch of hillbillies? Have fun, pal.
But he gives you a level look. I will roleplay it now. Inside the house, there's a couple other people in the room that he comes into. In the front room of just any, you're just average house, obviously.
They're cannibals.
There's a couple guys in there. One's a little bit older and is seated in a rocking chair across the room, but he's got a shotgun in his lap. The other's a black kid, maybe all about 19, 20 years old. He's got his pistol in his hand. He's kind of got his head, head cocked back and watching you guys. There's also a woman that looks like on the couch, shivering under a blanket.
What's wrong with her?
He kind of walks past the other guys who are watching you guys come in but aren't taking any particular moves or anything. When you ask that on your way in, that kid says, why, you a doctor?
Surgeon over at Mercy Hospital.
Well, take a look at this. He motions you over. He motions casually with the pistol. You can tell he's used to holding one.
I'm curious.
What are the rest of you doing?
I'm still following the guy with the cowboy hat and shotgun. And behind him, I casually say, so I forgot to ask, what was your name?
You talking to the guy you're following?
Guy in the cowboy hat slash shotgun.
Yeah, you follow him into the dining kind of area back behind, and you see that they got some kind of weapons and ammo kind of laid out there. Nothing seriously heavy, but it looks like they've done a little bit of taking up a collection, and he looks up at you. I didn't drop it. You said you didn't catch his name.
All right.
Oh.
Well, that's good to hear, then. Hope I get your vote next room. I'm starting to mumble to myself, and I can change forward with him.
They allow me over to the blanketed chair.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull back the blanket.
He kind of pulls it back. He kind of holds his hand up when you reach for it, and he kind of pulls it back carefully. Good. It looks like she's a Latino chick. It looks like her side has been bandaged up pretty heavy. Got some, there's bleeding through the bandages and stuff. It must be pretty serious. You would guess at a glance, probably life-threatening. And she's shivering real badly. Got anything that can help her out? Sister just needs a fix of some kind. Get her past the worst of it.
Can I take a look at the wound?
You really a doctor?
Reach in, grab my wallet slowly, and show him my ID card for the hospital.
Okay. He reaches down and kind of slowly starts peeling back the bandages a little bit. Obviously, I need to get something fresh anyway.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there was something about the pharmacy I remember hearing on the scanner, which he points at, which is obviously dead, sitting over on the far side. It's like standing there. It's one of those kind of walkie-talkie looking ones, standing there beside the phone on a little table to one side. And he kind of shuffles through some papers where he's got some notes, handwritten notes or something. Hey, Jared, where was that? The guy in the rocking chair says, page 2. Looks like they're trying to be all organized here.
Failing miserably.
Yeah. Looks like there was some sort of event going on down at the pharmacy. Local sheriff was headed that way.
Have you been there, or?
Nope. Not too far from here, though.
What type of event was happening?
There was a report. Someone said that there were some bikers that were breaking into the place. Gonna shoot up the joint or something. You gotta understand, there are some rather unfriendly bikers in this particular neighborhood. By neighborhood, you get the impression he means, like, city.
Lovely place you brought me to, Sheriff.
So is there anything specific about these bikers we should know, just in case we came in proximity?
I don't know any of the pythons myself, but I don't imagine you'll get a whole lot of great welcome if they all really hold up there.
I look towards him.
I'm okay. Totally like to wear your face.
Nice. So we desperately need these medical supplies. We have multiple people injured, just quite like the person you seem to have injured yourself. If there's any possible way you could help us get through these people, we would be willing to give you whatever you needed.
I thought I knew your face. I heard them kind of speeches before.
Oh, fuck. He's not a fan.
I'm glad to hear that some people are listening to me.
Ah, don't get too cocky. I voted for the other guy.
So did 1 million other citizens. Or so did 100,000 other citizens.
So did 1 million other
That's
citizens.
A big damn state.
But there were 2,000,001 people in Colorado at the time.
So did another couple thousand. Doesn't change the point here. We need to get there, and you need the supplies as well. If you would be willing to help us.
Marshall, is he for real?
He talking to me or the prisoner?
You would guess he's talking to you.
No, what he said is he for... Oh, he's talking about the governor, right?
Right. You're kind of still in the next room, aren't you?
Yeah, I kind of poked my head in and looked and see. Apparently, the governor of Colorado is... very much a stand-up fella.
One way to put it.
I wouldn't know. I'm not from here.
Hey, wait a minute.
Did I hear anything about what they were saying was going on down at the pharmacy?
I know you. I watched that last bout with, what's his name? Honey.
Curtis
Old Penis Head. Old Penis Head.
Brother went down fast.
I filled him like a bitch. 91 seconds.
Lost me about 200 bucks, you did.
I've always been on the white boy.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. He starts kind of. Yeah, I've done in my time or two. I've done a little. You know, won't go around. You don't look so tough right now. He's holding bandages in one hand and got like a glass of water in the other.
Yeah, we'll take the cuffs off. Maybe we'll go a couple rounds.
Why is he tied up anyway?
He's being transported.
Taxes.
Back to...
Taxes. It's all about taxes. You know how it is when you're rich. You don't pay your fucking taxes, and they got this jerk off with a badge, and you know how that goes.
Yep, I know exactly how that goes.
He's being transported back to Washington, D.C.
Taxes, yeah, for taxes. It's all about the taxes.
Well, I will tell you one thing. In my career as a political man, I'm doing everything to lower those taxes.
Will you shut up?
I'll just look at him. Really?
I think taxes are the least of our worries, right?
He brings over the bowl of water and the clean bandages so you can kind of clean up the wound a little bit and get a better look at it.
Yeah, I will. Is she conscious or just out?
She's out.
Okay, I look towards the doctor. Do you think you would be able to help her with any of the medical supplies from Foster's Pharmacy?
Did we hear any of the conversation where he was talking about the bikers and stuff, or no?
You could kind of hear it, yeah.
You would? So that means then we would be able to help you just as much if you helped us.
Some sort of commotion at the pharmacy, is that right?
That's what we heard.
Bikers broke in.
Great. Did I hear him say the sheriff was down there or no?
Yeah, you overheard it.
Okay.
Don't know the truth of it, of course.
Tom was a friend of mine. If he was down there, I'd like to find him.
You know the sheriff?
Went to school together.
I can get you through the neighborhood. After that, you're on your own. I would appreciate it mighty nicely if you'd bring back a little something to help us out with the young lady.
If it wouldn't be too much of a burden, could I maybe get some, like, regular people clothes?
I do suppose you stand out a mite like that.
Yeah. Bright orange makes a hell of a target.
This is turning out to be a little bit longer of a pit stop than I imagined, Decker.
Nick?
Yes?
After you get a little bit of the cleaning done, it looks to your well-trained eye...
Yeah.
That something bit a section of her out on one side.
What bit her?
That's hard to say. It's more like chewed on.
No, that's what I say out loud.
Oh, okay.
What bit her?
Bit? Black guy looks at you. Some brother came along and bit her?
I know some people can get hungry, but jeez.
Maybe they're hungry for something a little zum-zum.
Maybe it was a little hanky-panky gone bad.
Are any of these cracks in character?
No.
Oh, nah, we're screwed.
Welcome to the most insensitive man in the world.
He's looking closer, trying to figure out what you're talking about.
Can you fix her,
I'll
doctor?
I'll show him real quick on what a human bite would look
like. Marshall said, can you fix her, doctor?
I can stop the bleeding for right now.
Maybe.
Eric, how long does she actually have? Professional opinion.
Frankly, you're surprised she's alive.
She's cold?
Yeah, pretty chilly.
I'll check her eyes. Is there any, like...
They're kind of glazed.
Response.
What is it?
They snap your direction.
They snap my direction?
I should have stopped the game right there. The look on Mike's face.
Back. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Snap. No, I jump back. Whoa, hey, what the?
She lunges right off the towards you.
What the fuck?
I'm gonna draw some cards, gentlemen.
Should we draw them on the roller? Or...
Yes, please.
Like I said, this thing doesn't work for me, so I brought my own things.
Okay.
Okay, I have a 5.
Do I need to put an exclamation point on it or not?
No.
Queen of hearts.
10 of diamonds. How does this work exactly?
Okay. Well, we start at the top. Somebody had a queen of hearts. Actually, you know what? You would help me out if you would go ahead and write on the chat right there, the Tabletop Forge chat, what you got.
It should say, doesn't it?
Queen of clubs.
Well, for the guy that drew one manually.
That's it. Okay. I can't because I don't have that thing up.
Yeah, he doesn't have the chat box.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah, that's what I would have worked if I had that. But
gotcha.
You could. Yeah, he can click over there, Eric. There's another chat. The Google chat that he can type in. Do you see
that's
that?
That's what I was wondering.
Okay. Yeah, I can pull that up and work with it too here. And just put these two together where I can see them. So, Nick, you rolled an ace of hearts.
Yeah.
Game Master rolled a jack of clubs. Nobody else beats that ace. So, you are the first one who has a chance to act or react in this situation.
Roll the fuck away from her.
Okay. Get my chart out here real quick. Hang on.
Double check on the list of actions that are acceptable. Yes, roll the fuck away is listed.
That's actually the first maneuver. Amazing.
The third one was eat tuna.
Why anyone would want to stop and eat tuna is a mystery to me.
But apparently it's option number 3. And at least you didn't opt for option number 14, which involves a clown car and 3 dogs.
Wow. The way actions work, so you guys know, in Savage Worlds, if you haven't worked with this kind of system before, it's a little different because the economy of actions works differently. In every round of any kind of combat, you have a pace, your pace and movement for free as an action. In addition to, get this, pretty much any number of other actions up to a practical limit, which is based on how much can actually occur at once. For every action, you get one more action on top of your movement. For every action that you add beyond that, you take a -2 to any rolls that are involved in each action. And a -2 in this game is fucking huge. Yeah. So, for example, if you were to do what you do in like another game where you have an economy of actions that allows you to move and draw a weapon, but then you have to wait until next round to take an action to fire, for example. In this game, you can do it all in the same round, but because you had to draw the weapon, move, and fire, you take a -2 on the attack. Now, with guns and such, they have a rate of fire. It's the limit of what they can do in a round. I think any guns that you guys have in the party obviously have an ROF of 1. So you're going to run into the ability to not fire more than one round in an action. But let's say you decided you wanted to, if you were being ridiculously super, you know, action man right now, and you were in the situation where Mike's character is at, and he wanted to step back, roll back out of the way, draw his pistol, fire, grab a lamp off the table, and throw it at her. He would have like a -6 on the damn rolls, you know, because of all the different actions that were involved.
-6 on all of the rolls, just the...
Can you draw a card for Jeeves?
Jeeves is outside at the immediate moment. We will put him on your card.
Okay.
Under the circumstances. Thank you for remembering.
I'm going to use them.
So
typically, the game master will go ahead and draw one card for an entire group of bad guys. If I have a bad guys, if I have several quote groups, then I would draw several cards for them.
So going with your example of Mike rolling back out of the way, pulling his gun, shooting, and then throwing a lamp at her, the rolling out of the way, is that free? Is that count as his move action or no?
That is a action. Well, it would count as a move. So that would be the move.
And then his next action would be to pull his gun, and then he'd have to wait there if he didn't want to take any penalties, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, or you'd have to like hesitate just a second and wait to fire until the next round.
Right. Right.
So that's what works. And since initiative is redrawn every round, things can go pretty wacko pretty fast.
And on the off chance that someone draws a Joker, what happens then?
If somebody draws a Joker, then they can go at any point in the round they want to, and they get a +2 to any actions to take that round. So, well, that makes sense?
Yeah, aces are the highest card, and then what order do the suits go in?
I run them in, and the book will actually contradict me, but I always run the suits in spades, hearts, clubs, diamonds.
Okay.
Not too hard for me to keep track of that kind of stuff, so that's not really a big deal. Nick immediately throws himself backwards. Deckard had, I think, the next card.
Yeah.
Do you want to react to the situation immediately in any way? The girl suddenly explodes into action by lunging towards the dock, and he tumbles backwards to try to stay out of her reach.
She's hurt, though, right? Like, injured, like, in her side?
Yeah.
I'll just kind of...
At a glance, anyway, you can see bandages and stuff, so, I mean, or blood and, you know, a mess.
I'll just kind of... adjust my body position so I've got the marshal between me and the girl.
All right.
Fucking drag me into this hellhole.
Okay, so the girl's got the next initiative, I do believe, with the jack of clubs. Girl lunges at you. She makes a check based on, or a roll to attack, which is her fighting stat.
Which we're all praying is a d4.
It's a d6, but she rolled a 1, so she doesn't accomplish anything.
Yay!
Yeah, isn't a 1 a critical fail as well?
2 ones is a critical fail for a wild card.
For
just an extra, like her, a 1 is just a failure.
She can't be a wild card. She has a backstory. She has a life. That black man was her husband.
Right now, she's got none of that going for her. So she lunges at you, Nicholas, and you manage to backpedal out of the way enough. She kind of jumps on top of you and is trying to scrabble at your clothing and get at you. It looks like she's gnashing her teeth your direction, and she's making kind of grunting noises.
This bitch is fucking crazy.
By the way, any kind of talking, anything you want to do, acting like that, it's all basically considered free actions unless it's speech. So you guys aren't, like, everybody mobilized while you're waiting your turn and stuff.
Can I speak when it's not my turn?
Yes, absolutely. And Aldo, you're actually kind of around the corner in the next room because you're in the dining area, which there's a half wall, separating.
I don't see this yet. I just hear a crash.
Right. You hear the commotion, and the black guy goes, "What the fuck?" And the doctor crashes back as well, and you can see him. But the marshal's right there kind of in the doorway between the two of you. And the big guy puts himself kind of behind him. The next person on initiative, I believe, is Patrick, right?
Yep.
So she's on top of the doctor.
Yeah,
the
it looks doctor, like she's yeah. attacking him physically.
Well, son of a bitch.
I'm going to resign and go home.
Yeah.
Fuck this, I'm done. Just pulls his gun and puts a bullet in my head.
Yeah, what's that? Boom.
She's women only, can knock doctors
She's
down.
Only about 7 or 8 feet away from you. Other people in the room are the black guy who's standing there, like, frozen, like, not sure what he should do, and the guy in the rocking chair who suddenly stops rocking. Other than that, nothing else has happened.
She doesn't look hurt. I mean, she looks hurt, but she's not acting hurt, right?
Well, you can interpret it how you like. She isn't acting like she's favoring the wound or anything like that.
Right. I just meant, you know, she's not. For someone who's bleeding out and dying, according to the doctor, she sure doesn't seem like a bleeding out dying person.
She's very spry and quick.
You've had about 3 seconds to make that determination, but I'm going to leave it up to your own devices.
I'll push her off of... Would it be possible for me to push her off to the doctor and hold her to the ground?
Yeah, like come at her and kind of try to push her over past him?
Like push her down onto the ground and hold her onto the ground.
Oh, like face
so
first?
She can be restrained, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Go ahead.
He's only
and...
got one arm, though.
Yeah, I know. That's
What's that?
Because your hand... Deckard's handcuffed to the
yeah,
other
he's
hand.
He's only got one arm. So.
Oh, good point. So obviously he's kind of inadvertently kind of dragging you a little bit.
Might be better to pull out your pistol.
Well, you have
what,
to
shoot her.
Kind of make
well, not necessarily shoot her, but you could at least
establish,
like,
you know, freeze,
knock, knock her over the head or something.
You kind of have to make a split second decision here, sir.
I'm just gonna go with the original plan because I don't want to hurt her.
Okay.
I,
you thrust forward. Go ahead and make a...
roll something.
Hang on. First, I'm going to have... I need Deckard to make a roll to not lose his balance when you go shoving forward. So go ahead and make an agility check, please. You just roll the die, and remember, roll a wild die.
15.
Damn. I'd say that would be a success.
That's more than a success. Under those circumstances, if you want...
I did a backflip.
Under those circumstances, if you want, you can kind of plant yourself so that he can't thrust forward if you want to, or you can move with
him. Damn straight. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, so that's going to kind of bring you up short. Marshall, you move to thrust forward and grab at her, and you come up short by the manacle.
Mm-hmm.
And under the circumstances, other than kind of jerking your arm, that isn't really going to have any further effect on you, I think. Are you going to try to respond in any immediate way?
Who's close to Deckard?
At the immediate moment? You?
Yeah.
That's it.
Are there any objects?
He's kind of in the doorway at the moment. Other than that, no. What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm just trying to... what I'd like to do is I'd like to take the handcuff off me and handcuff him to something.
The black man is there, too, I think.
I'd prefer an inanimate object as opposed to handcuffing him to a person, but...
There is a... Well, I don't think a lamp will do you much good. There's a standing lamp. That's more like handing him a weapon. Hey, Mike, welcome back, sir.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You're fine. You didn't miss anything important except that Brian tried to help and got cut off. Got brought up short by his handcuff. No, you don't see anything immediate to do that with. I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Jordan's next, right?
Yep.
Nathan, are you going to react in any way?
Yes. How far am I away from the situation?
You're actually only about 5 feet away.
Okay.
Obviously, it happened really fast and really unexpectedly.
So I'm trying not to metagame here. So I'm going to say I'm not going to try to hurt her, but I'm going to like try to get up behind her and wrap my arm around
and try
her neck
to,
and pull,
like,
pull her off.
Yeah. That makes sense. Go ahead and make a fighting check. Yes, metagaming is bad.
So saith the master of metagamers anonymous. Oh my god.
That they're gonna send to us.
Oh Jesus.
I'm gonna start rolling with dice now, because if you look at every one of my rolls, I've gotten ones and twos every time.
Let me go ahead and talk to you about one other feature that we haven't touched on that we probably should have. We definitely should have, but now. That's everybody has bennies. And the bennies are something I'm going to have you guys keep track of on your own, because I don't know that there's a mechanic in here for doing it. There might be. We don't know. Everybody starts with 3 bennies at the beginning of a game session. They're replenished every session. Those bennies can be earned with excellent role-playing and interesting events and complications that you add through anything that I feel requires... to give you some sort of bonus for it. You guys, frankly, have been very entertaining and would be earning them right and left anyway. But since we hadn't actually come up to a point where we were using any yet, I hadn't really worried about it. A Benny allows you a reroll. If you ever want one for any reason, you can use it. Just say you're going to spend a Benny and reroll. Now, the downside of that is that Bennies are the only way you can soak damage. So if you don't have any when you are in a situation where you take damage, then you have no way to keep it from happening.
There's no soak rolls or anything?
Right, that's how you get a soak roll, is to spend a Benny. Now, damage is still, doesn't happen easily to you. I mean, you have a toughness score that they have to beat on their damage roll, and then that only gets you one level, and the first level is shaken, and you can spend a Benny at any time to knock shaken off, or the next round you can make a roll to take it off.
But the bennies are refreshed every session?
Yeah, it's a session mechanic.
Okay.
So if you want to spend one, you can reroll.
I'll go ahead and spend one.
Okay.
There. What the? No, I refuse to accept that. It's
dude.
The college star.
Okay, I just had to see if it was gonna give me the same thing every single time. Because I seriously think the last like 5 rolls that I've done. It's always been like 1-2.
I don't think that should count as a Benny. A Benny's supposed to be good luck happening.
Look at all my rolls. They've all been 1-2. Scroll up and look. They've all been 1-2.
I assume you aren't spending another Benny for that last one?
No.
Okay. You try to get a hold of her and she kind of shakes you back and off. You have to kind of step backwards to keep your balance. James, your character, right? The governor.
I look over to see what the big commotion was about. What do I see?
Yeah, you move over to the doorway and you can see past Deckard. The marshal is just a little past him, looking back at Deckard and looking at his arm, trying to figure out what he's going to do or something. And there's the young lady from the couch is kind of all over the dock and trying to hurt him or something, attacking him physically. And the kid's behind her, like he's trying to pull her off of him.
Okay.
Loses his grip, stumbles back a step.
What is the guy in the cowboy hat doing? Has he made a move yet, or do I go before him?
He's stepping up about with you and kind of looking that direction.
I look towards him and I say, come on, help me, we got to stop her. And then I kind of I run towards her and I try to grab her by one of her arms,
okay,
hoping that the sheriff grabs the other end of her.
So he's going to move past you, Deckard. I assume you're not going to impede him?
Yeah, let him die.
Okay,
I'm not handcuffed to hell.
So you run in there past him and do what now?
I'm trying to hold her down from one side while I'm hoping the sheriff is, or not the sheriff, but the guy in the cowboy hat with the shotgun's trying to hold her down because I just called to him to help me.
Right, because that makes all the difference in the world.
Yes.
So you go over there and grab her arm?
Yeah, or grab her arm and try to shove her by her shoulder down.
Essentially what the marshal was going to do, I guess, yeah. Kind of.
Except by one side, so that we'll have two people be able to help her, hopefully. Hopefully.
Go ahead and make a fighting roll.
Oh, God. Because everyone knows the politician is the best at fighting.
He's obviously in his element here.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, God, I got a 4. Okay, now a quick roll. Now the other roll. Oh, God.
Are you using a D4?
Wait, am I supposed to use a D4 for the wild die?
No, D6 for the wild die.
I know. I was rolling a D6 for the wild die. For the D4 for fighting was actually a 4, so I'm happy.
So you explode that, like, remember?
Yeah, it's like I'm the opposite of the college student. Oh, I got a 2 on the D6.
Okay, remember to roll another D4 and add it to the first one because it exploded. It explodes at a 4.
Sweet.
The reason
I
that matters is, okay, so that's a 7. The reason it matters is when you attack somebody, what you're trying to beat is their parry number. You'll notice you have a parry score in your sheet.
Sure as hell beats my parry.
Hers is a 4. And when you attack somebody with that, if you hit it, then you are successful in the attack. If you get a raise, which remember is 4 above, which you didn't quite get, then you also get an extra damage die.
Okay.
Under the circumstances, since you grab at her and you do manage to grab at her, you're not trying to really hurt her. You're just trying to pull her off, kind of grab at her, restrain her, pull him away from Nick a little bit. Go ahead and make a strength check for me because she's inordinately strong, it seems.
Oh, God. That's helpful to say.
Remember your wild die.
Uh-huh. Well, luckily for me, I actually raised strength because I'm from the farm.
Oh, yeah. You should.
I got a 4 on one and a 2 on the other. So I got a 4.
A 4. Okay, you managed to pull her back a little bit so she can't get both of her hands at the dock.
Oh, yeah, just one.
So at this immediate second, you're kind of holding her. The guy with the cowboy hat has kind of got the gun in his hand and is watching from where he is on the other side of Deckard.
Fuck you, guys.
So when you look up to see if he's grabbing the other side of her, there ain't nobody on the other side of her, and she turns to look at you.
Oh.
She has these glazed over eyes. And
now,
this...
I wish to roll persuasion.
Maybe you can try that as an action and see how it goes for you.
Zombie, I do not mean you any harm.
Okay, draw
for me.
With the shout and the noise, Jeeves comes through the front door too, but he doesn't get to do anything else because he has to stop and see what's going on.
Ah, damn it, Jeeves!
Draw initiative.
Fuck. I'm at the bottom of the food chain.
Okay. If she ends up being better than all of us, we're fucked. Okay, I got a 3 of, I think this is spades.
Nick?
I'm doing it. 1 sec.
That's weird.
Oh, crap. Shit.
The doctor's even after I am. Oh, my man. That was a shitty set of card draws, wasn't it?
Doctor's even after Deckard.
I know.
Okay, fucked. Patrick?
Deckard's not moving. He's like stuck to the spot.
Looks like it.
Can't believe I'm doing this. I'll pull out the keys to the handcuffs and uncuff him.
Uncuff him or uncuff yourself? Yourself, probably.
Yeah.
Would be the way to do it. So you don't have to like make the move back to him to do it.
Well, that explains why Deckard's not going anywhere. He's in shock.
What the fuck?
Okay. Are you going to try to add any other actions to that? You'll get penalties if you do.
No.
Okay, so you're just fishing the keys out. And...
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And getting the cuffs off. Okay, let's see. Nathan?
I guess I'll try the same... Or no, he's holding.
He's got one side. He's got one arm.
So I'll go and try to grab the other.
Grab the other arm. Okay, go ahead and make a fighting roll.
Come on, man, you got this. College student governor right here. Like...
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
That's like three. That's like three raises. You grab her other arm. You grab her other arm, and the two of you yank back, and you pull her completely off and into the air. You guys got her up in the air, and she's still sitting.
See, they were saving all those bad die rolls were leading up to this moment.
Yeah, dude, yeah. It was like epic moment.
Or you would save the governor's life.
Yeah, it wasn't that they were bad die rolls, it's that they were the same die rolls.
She immediately changes her momentum and thrusts herself at the governor as you pull her off balance.
Whoa,
and trying to bite
at him. Take a negative to her attack? Whoa.
Yeah, because she's restrained.
Oh, thank God.
What's your parry, Governor?
Not great. Four.
Four? Well, she's got a penalty, so she doesn't manage to sink her teeth into you.
Oh, thank
God. Damn it!
The move does force... I am going to require Nathan to make an agility roll.
Oh, okay.
Because it does kind of maybe pull you off balance. As she yanks away from you, you know? Since you rolled so damn well, I don't think you're letting go. You know? Unless you choose to, of course. That's different. Oh, here, throw over the governor.
Here you go. You're
like politicians anyway. Okay, you made it. No problem. Okay, and Jeeves apparently isn't sure what to do yet.
I yell at Jeeves. Jeeves! Grab Jeeves, fetch me my gun.
Let's see, Deckard. No, the governor.
Okay, so how did she almost bite me? Is it because her head is loose, or
yeah, she swung towards you and her teeth come within, you know.
Oh god.
Oh shit.
Is there any way to, like, stop her head from moving while still restraining her?
You tell me.
Okay, well, I'm going to have one arm wrapped around, stopping that arm, and then the other one just grabs her under her chin and just forces her head upwards so she can't bite.
Grab her hair.
Or grab the hair, whichever one wants.
Which are you trying? If those are your options, the hair would be easier.
I'm going to grab her hair and forcefully just tug.
Okay.
Because she isn't long dead, so I doubt that stuff's going to start pulling out if I grab a big chunk of it.
Pull a... Okay. Well, you don't know that.
She might not even be dead.
Yeah.
Pull a...
Yeah, exactly.
She could just have, like, really bad cataracts. Pull or make a fighting check.
Fighting check.
Really bad temper.
No, that one almost fell off the table. That was a six. Okay. So, let me roll my Demio die. Another six. Okay, this is getting weird. If any one of you wants to see this, then I'm because I don't believe it either. So I got a one on my D4 for fighting, and I got a six, a six, and a four.
So you got a 16.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, you do manage to get the one arm tangled up with yours and grab her hair and pull it back. And restrain her from being able to move.
I'm waiting for me to get the horrible roll that'll kill me, because seriously, one bad roll and I'm dead this game.
So at the moment, you effectively have her restrained enough that she won't be able to make any attacks until something changes.
Okay,
that means Deckard?
So she's completely restrained?
Did you both have a three of spades?
Mm. Who? No, you had a five, didn't you, James?
Me? No, yeah. No, the five of clubs was the first initiative.
One. Three spades was the second one. See, and that's one of the problems with this little setup is, of course, that shouldn't be possible because you're drawn theoretically from the same deck.
Right.
Deckard, are you taking any action? Sorry.
She's completely restrained, right?
Looks like it.
I'll tattoo her.
Of course. He's how's like, nope, I ain't going in there. Oh,
how's,
wait.
How's that, how's that go exactly?
I'll just take one big-ass step and just haymaker right in the fucking face.
Go ahead.
I'll laugh so hard if you miss.
Make a fighting roll.
God, please don't miss.
Oh, my God. That is horrible.
What the hell?
Would you like to spend a Benny, sir?
Why not? Otherwise, it'll probably end up just punching the governor in the face.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Jesus Christ! Well, is her parry though adjusted because she's completely restrained?
It would be at a 2 right now, actually.
So I did hit her.
So you would have hit her the first time.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. You didn't need to spend a Benny. We were just laughing so hard over the horrible roll, I completely forgot that.
Terrible.
Thank you for bringing that up. So, yeah, you got her. Go ahead and roll damage. That would be for just a punch, that would be strength. If there had been a raise, it would have been an extra d6 on the damage.
Do they explode?
Yes. Damage dice explode, but you don't roll the wild die on damage.
But actually, I do get an extra d4
For your edge?
Yeah.
I knew you had something. So remember to explode that one.
Explode both?
Yeah, both dice. Any dice you roll in the game explode, pretty much.
Gotcha, okay.
And that's added together.
Holy shit.
I think you made up for your...
So, 15. Yeah. We subtract her toughness of 5 from 15 to get a 10, and then divide that by 4 to get the number of raises, effectively. So, a 15 is over a 4, over her 5, and then an additional 2 times, right?
Right.
So, 2 raises is 3 damage levels. And she only had 1. So she is out for the count.
Hey, is the jungle flying across the room?
No.
It requires a little bit more than that, you know.
He's good, but he's not that good. It was still too firmly attached. Her head and neck crack backwards so hard that you think you hear things break on the inside that probably were needed for her to function in any way, shape, or form.
Oh my God, you killed her. Dump.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck? The black man pulls his gun. The black man pulls his gun and levels it at Deckard.
Oh shit.
Okay, I look for I quickly
Yes, sir.
I drop her and I jump in between. I say, hey, Cobb.
Hang on. Hello? The doctor's still got a turn.
Oh, sorry.
Stand up, pull my gun on the black guy. That's why I asked.
Jeeves pulls his gun out.
And Jesus Christ.
Decides
Mexican standoff, bitch.
Decides to point it towards the black guy, and then the guy in the rocking chair points his shotgun at Jeeves.
I'm going to leave. I don't have a gun.
Can I go now, or...
Technically, I think we're in a standoff situation, so I'm going to call it out of combat unless anybody wants to take some sort of move that is active. No. So feel free to interrupt whatever happens. Go ahead.
Okay, I quickly just raise hands. Everyone, calm down, please. We don't know if she's really dead. It was just snapping. Just put the guns down. We don't want any more corpses.
Is she dead? Is she dead, man? Is she dead? Did he kill her? Did the motherfucker kill her?
Calm down first. Everyone put their guns away.
Doc, is she dead? You check her out, man. You check her out. And I put the gun down until you check her out.
I'll bend down while gun trained on him and check her pulse. She doesn't have... Does she have one?
No.
Deckard should totally steal the shotgun.
He knocked her out. She's been dazed.
You sure?
Yes, sir. She'll be out for a few hours.
You a lucky motherfucker, man. He pulls his gun down slowly, but keeps it out where he can stand.
Slow.
Everybody else is starting to put their guns down. Marshall, what are you doing during this whole mess?
Hey.
Someone to handcuff Deckard to.
Can I say something out of character?
What's that?
Okay, you are smart, Mr. Mike Myers. I would have told them flat out.
Mike,
because I'm not thought to lie.
Enjoy that, Mike. Nobody has ever told you that before. We know that.
Fuck
you. You are a smarter man than me, Mike Myers.
It wasn't Mike, it was his character.
Bravo, Nick. smart man.
I would
lie
not
your
have
ass
lied. I would have been like, oh, shit.
He's like, he puts his gun kind of away and says, help me move it to the couch. And goes to move, okay. Moves to pick up her legs.
I look towards the guy with the cowboy hat.
I pick up her neck.
Gotcha.
Which kind of lol?
No, they don't. I hold the head and the shoulders, you know, the best way I can to not let her head droop.
Guy with the cowboy hat's kind of like, maybe we should get moving.
Yeah, I look towards the guy with the cowboy hat. Let's go, and so that she doesn't wake up in all of this violence. So yeah, let's go now. We'll be back once we've got supplies. Don't worry, we will. We will
who
be back.
Put her on the couch.
Yeah. Then I just kind of shake my head at Jeeves when he kind of gives me a curious look. Then I just keep going.
I'll what put you a gonna... patch on her wound, and then
what
let's
about,
go.
What about you, Marshall?
We need to be going.
Yeah.
Are you going to recuff him?
Oh, Deckard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems to think about it for a second. What are you going to do, Deckard? You going to hand him the cuff?
Might as well.
Going to help him out?
Yeah. Actually, I'll cuff him.
Okay. Is the guy with the cowboy hat taking lead?
He kind of moves to where he leads you outside.
Okay, but I'm just going to kind of lean back toward the doctor and kind of whisper. She isn't really that issue.
And I'm just patching the wound and not saying a thing and just kind of...
I thought we were going already.
Just whistling.
Are you guys following him outside?
Whistling, yeah.
Okay, yeah, into
I
the
open
air. I went
to the college student and I said, did you lift weights in high school? What's up with that?
I look
you
at,
have a sudden burst of adrenaline.
Are we all going outside right now?
Yeah.
As soon as we get outside, I'm going to look at Deckard and stick my hand out and go, the guy with the shotgun came out too, right?
Yeah, but he's not paying a whole lot of attention to the groupie right now. He stepped down
I'm
off the porch.
Shake Deckard's hand real quick.
I'll pull him in nice and close, and I'll squeeze his hand really, really tight, and I'll say, remember that the next time I tell you to put your fucking gun away.
All right, we're probably gonna have to close up here. It's almost 11 o'clock. I'm probably not the only one that needs to get it, move on to other things tonight. How do you guys feel about the sessions?
It was fun.
So far,
the fact that I was an inch away from death made me
you're an inch away from death. What the hell?
So
next
that's...
time I think I need to specify that I intend to pull my punch.
Oh, shit.
That's about as complex as combat gets, really.
It went pretty smooth. It was pretty fast.
I mean, I was hoping that you'd be a bit more restrained, but when jaws come to my face, I'm scared to my
character.
I can
enough.
Just imagine the teeth.
Yep. Yeah.
The clack of the teeth. And
not a pretty picture, huh?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much.
Bye.